Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. I'm Matt Dotson. No, I'm kidding. That was last week. This
Dotson.
Yes?
You can't be an intern at Big O and Dukes. I'm just going to tell you here.
Oh, no. He made that play?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But he texts me. He's like the most eager guy I know.
He's very enthusiastic.
Yes.
Look, man, I just got back in town. Let's figure this out next week.
Meeting you at the airport?
I'm getting it out of the way.
Is he meeting you at the airport with a sign that says Santana and
no,
a resume?
I get it. Look, I can't believe I'm actually berating someone for wanting to work for free.
Right.
Right?
I don't know that you're berating him. What you're doing is you're offering him encouragement and a nudge in the right direction.
I want you there.
Yeah.
I just don't want to deal with it this week.
He tasted the podcast fruit last week on the bonus show.
Yes.
And it was oh so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't know that he drove me home from the Bode record release.
Was there bad touch?
No. It was nothing illicit happened.
Good.
But I didn't want to leave my car in Fairfax after I want to be responsible about the situation.
Sure. And you want your car to be home.
Yeah, so I wanted my car to be home.
Right.
So I had him drive me home, and then I Ubered him home.
Right.
Like and a no, good date would.
And no one's talked to him since. All right, this is the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It is entitled a bonus show because it's over and above the regular
bonus
show. And also unencumbered by commercials, and we are not held by censorship regulations.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
No. Pony.
What are you doing?
Yeah, don't be a rube.
Yeah. Where was that during the intern show? So silent. We want to review a tape that has gone viral this week.
Yes.
That really, I actually tried to censor it for the regular show, and all that existed was beeps.
Mm.
So I said, this must live at the bonus show. This is outside of a comedy club in Philadelphia called Helium. Oscar.
Yeah.
Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it here again. Philadelphia is an unhappy city.
Yeah.
It is. It's just, it's not
it's
a
one
happy
of the
city.
Unhappiest cities I've ever personally been to.
And I mean, they've got their cracked bell and they've got their guy that dresses up as Ben Franklin, and that's all well. They have their cheesesteaks, and that's all well and good.
Yeah, but even then, don't go after 9 p.m.
No.
You will get robbed.
Oh, yeah.
You will. Oh, yes.
I would say don't go by after. And again, as when a bellman at a hotel says, don't go down there because the sun just set, that of a place that should be telling people
promoting tourism. This
city.
Is what a bellman does.
Yeah. He said, "Look, man, I'm just going to tell you honestly. You don't want to go down there right now. The sun is set.
What we got in our hotel?
It's like vampires.
Vampires. I know I should be sending you down to Freedom Hall, but we have an arcade in the hotel that you might want to visit.
Have you seen I Am Legend? That's what he basically told me.
So this lady was at a comedy club, and she was seeing one of the stars of the show The Office. I can't think of his name right now. It's in your article there.
Yes.
But he was doing stand-up, but she was drunk, apparently, and disorderly, absolutely.
In Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia.
Oh. Craig Robinson.
That's it. He played the man that ran
the loading dock
yes. in The Office.
Also a famous star in his own right. And, multiple movies.
Oh,
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hot
probably,
Tub
but.
Time Machine. Woo! Very funny man.
And one and two.
A musical comedy.
Yes.
So let us review the lady and how she deals with the police. And let us find either success or fault.
He played Daryl in The Office.
That's right. Here is I call her Philly Girl. And here she is outside of Helium after
what,
she.
Can I add this?
Please.
Please, just to paint the picture. Outside a comedy club in Philadelphia, there is a police officer that is present. As Rob mentioned, there is the young lady. There is her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
This is the classic boyfriend saying, please let us go. My girlfriend is out of control.
He wants out so bad.
I just want to get home and maybe have some sex and then go to bed.
Yeah. Or maybe just get home.
Or just
after
get
watching
home.
The video.
Yeah.
All right. Part one. Helium. Philly Girl.
You guys are fucking dick eaters.
She's That's yelling at the cops.
Yes.
Are. You're going to record that on tape? You're fucking cock suckers. I'll take my $70 and I'll swallow that you guys are fucking cock suckers. Okay? I do not do shit.
I'll give her this. her diction is good.
I'm not gonna lie, if you
have the amount of alcohol in your body to make those sort of accusations, yeah, she's a well-spoken.
Right? She even had a sound effect.
Her enunciation.
Clear as a bell.
Impressive.
Yeah. Especially in that city.
I stood there and laughed in the rest of the audience. Like I should.
That's where she loses
audience.
I did not disrupt anybody. That guy out there, which I didn't see these two guys till the end of the show, was mad because I said his necklace looked like some anal fucking beating.
So he's upset because she made a comparison between his necklace and some anal fucking beads.
But to be fair.
Please. And that's what we're all about.
And I am not condoning her behavior.
No.
If I was with my friends and let's say we're all hanging out in Central Perk.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. So this also involves a time machine.
Yes.
Okay. You and Ross.
And Joey walks in with a necklace.
How you doing?
That looks like anal beads.
Right.
And Chandler says, hey, did you know that necklace looks like anal beads?
Yeah.
And Joey's like, no, it's like a Greek god or something, something weird, right? If somebody said that in my presence,
right,
and just a throwaway, I would die laughing.
Yeah.
Like, that is a hilarious comparison of any jewelry that you're wearing around your neck.
However,
especially for a man.
Let me offer this. I doubt she offered it in the clever, funny way Chandler would have done it.
Ah, got it.
Could they look any more like anal beads? She probably pointed in an accusatory way.
There are Friends fans laughing all day.
That's right. Till Sunday.
Yeah, I just want you to take her.
Or what?
Oh, boy.
Okay, stop.
Like my asshole.
Okay.
Whoa. It's getting real.
Naughty girl. First of all, the police officer's the hero here.
Oh,
because
God, yeah.
He's showing restraint. This is when I want to see people tasered or pepper sprayed.
Yes.
Or both.
Or both.
That's a white lady.
Yeah, and you know what? To be fair, in today's climate.
Taser sprayed.
People would have not said much about that.
Right. I agree.
But like, sir, she's yelling at you in your face. Like, you, the police officer, Officer Friendly, says, I just want you to take her away. And he's talking to the boyfriend saying, please take this
beaten down, soul broken.
Whatever happened, you are not responsible. Take her away.
You got to do it.
Yes.
But
which is an out for any boyfriend that's been there before.
Absolutely.
I've had crazy in my life before.
Get her out of here now before things go bad.
Yeah, you got to give her the hook.
And yet she remains.
How about that? Fucking piece of shit. That's why nobody likes fucking fleas.
That's okay, ma'am. I don't worry about
idiots
that.
Idiots in this fucking town.
Good man.
And how awesome is a cop that has to go through all that and he says,
yeah,
that's okay, ma'am. But then she attempts to spit on the cop.
I didn't spit on you, motherfucker. It's an illusion.
She tried to spit on me.
Fucking piece of shit, scum.
They're the cuffs.
So patient.
You arrested me for what?
Just spit on
them. No, I didn't.
You just tried to spit on them.
Video.
Any
videotape.
She did try to spit.
Can you pause real quick?
I can.
At this point, ladies and gentlemen, you think this is as bad as it gets.
It couldn't possibly get worse.
There's no way that once a woman is cuffed, she's being filmed. In this era of the smartphone,
yes,
this will end up on some sort of, you know, not a TMZ Sports, but like a sub TMZ channel,
right?
It'd be on Cops.
Yeah, it'd be on Cops.
Maybe Good Morning America, but not the Today Show.
Yeah, this is something that you're like, oh, well, this is just gonna be a bump in the road for this woman's life,
right?
She's probably some rando drunk from Philly.
Yeah, and I like at this point also what's going on is she's very, very, almost like she has some sort of tic or some sort of condition. Yeah. She's putting on and taking off her shoes, but only using her feet to do it because she's cuffed. So she's like stepping in and out of her shoes. I was fascinated by this. And also, before you truly call it a smartphone, you have to know the entire thing was filmed in portrait mode.
Yeah.
It really should have been done in landscape. But then let's talk about her anatomy.
You're all a piece of shit. That's why everybody fucking hates you. That's why society hates you. Because you guys do shit like this for no fucking reason. You're arresting a girl for no fucking reason because I was just seeing the audience.
I want to get involved, man.
A lot of this will help her in court. Not really.
I'm kidding. No.
All right, let's finish this day.
I'm fucking arresting. tits hanging out, my ass hanging out. You wouldn't arrest me, right? Because I look good and perky and cute, right? You wouldn't put these handcuffs on me if I had my tits hanging out and in your face. You wouldn't fucking do that, right?
Now we reach...
She's so hypersexual with all her insults.
Yeah.
This is the best part that we come to at this point in this tape. If you ever are arrested and you feel it's necessary to somehow drop a name or a title to help yourself to get out of said situation, that might want to be your lead tactic, not after you've screamed and spit.
I mean, Rob, I think that's a rude move overall. You don't ever want to drop anything when it comes to a situation like this. You want to be
understood.
The rando and move on with your life.
But I'm saying that if you feel it is your only play, do it before you try to spit on the cop. Because you've really, really sort of pegged yourself in a bad situation. And this is how the Philly lady says, aha, now I know how I'm going to make things better. This is my favorite part.
I work at a fucking news station, motherfucker. I work at PHL 17.
Let's pause for a moment.
No.
Not only does she say she works at a news station, she gives the calls and the channel number. One more time.
I work at a fucking news station, motherfucker. I work at PHL 17. You're going to put that on the fucking news? You're going to throw that to NBC? Fucking bitch. Fucking hate the world.
Do you have ID in your bag?
Yes, I do, sir. I'm not a fucking hood rat.
What's a hood rat?
I believe it's just someone who hangs around in the hood.
Bunny. That's a very weird of you to... No, you... The hood rats, as we learned in 40-year-old version, that you have to actually mow through 24 to 27 hood rats before you call the girl from the eBay store.
I remember that now.
Skanky girls she was referring to.
So as of today, all of Philly girls...
But it doesn't have to do with neighborhoods.
No.
Okay.
No, just clearing that up.
Or any sort of headwear. Yeah. It's a different kind of hood.
Because it does.
All evidence of Philly Girl has been erased from the Channel 17 website as of today.
Oh.
They have disassociated with her because of this grand quote.
I work at a fucking news station, motherfucker.
There you are. And
PHL 17.
And I think we all know what that was.
Well, this is obviously a fuck up.
Don't you think? All right, let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When I was a boy, I was also confused with a woman sometimes over the phone. Because before I went through puberty, I had a voice like a little flute. I was once on the telephone with Blockbuster Video, which is a very old-fashioned sentence. And it is. I was on the telephone with Blockbuster Video. That's like when your grandma would be like, we'd all go play jacks down at the soda fountain. You're like, no one knows what you're talking about, you idiot. You know how you talk to your grandma? So I was on the phone with Blockbuster. I'd called them a couple of times in one day to ask about a movie. And I called for a third time. I said, hey, I was just calling to see if you had Adam's Family Values yet. And the guy at Blockbuster went, hey, lady, I'll tell you when we get Adam's Family Values. But look, I wasn't offended as a boy being confused with a lady. I was offended as a lady who was getting pushed around by this chauvinist asshole that works at Blockbuster Video. Now when people make fun of me, I deserve it. I do. When people get mad at me now, it's my fault. Like when people get mad at me on the highway, that's all my bad. I'm a terrible driver. I know nothing about cars. I meant to learn about cars, and then I forgot. Nothing that I know can help you with your car ever. Unless you're like, hey, I've got a flat tire. Does anyone here know a lot about the Cosby Show? And then you'd be like, oh, perhaps I could be of some assistance. I'm one of the worst drivers I've ever seen, and I just want you all to know that if you're ever on the highway behind me, I hear you honking, and I also don't want me to be doing what I'm doing. I don't like that I'm in that lane either, and I sure would like to get out of it. I was on the highway in Texas recently, which was like a highway filled with 13-year-olds, and I was in the far left lane. And I was going in the far left lane, and then it turned into a U-turn only lane. And I started to make a U-turn, but then I panicked because I didn't want to make a U-turn. So I put the car in reverse and then merged right back onto the highway. The best thing about that was that after that, cars were pulling up and looking over to see who just did that piece of shit move, expecting to see like a 100-year-old blind dog who's texting while driving and drinking a smoothie. Instead, they see a 28-year-old healthy man trying his best.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Rob.
I'm on a podcast, motherfucker. That is John Mulaney. He is incredibly funny.
He is brilliant.
Both of his CDs, highly recommended. Hi there, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's Rob along with Oscar, Pony, Ashley, and Emmy today. Oscar, I'll get it right out. I'm too fat, and now the clues are coming in surreptitiously.
Blues clues.
Because look what was brought to me today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A Diet Coke.
I was so clear. I could not have been any clearer. I said, could you please get me a Coke? Just a Coke. Didn't say Diet Coke. Not a Zero.
This
not a Cherry.
Great.
And Ashley comes up and she says, I think I might have got you the wrong Coke. I said, what did you get? Well, what did you want?
Why is that my voice?
I said, I just wanted a Coke, regular Coke, red label Coke.
Yeah.
She said, got you a Diet Coke. I said, oh, I'll go get you. I said, no, it's fine.
Yeah, you, I mean, you're going to drink it anyway.
I'm halfway through.
Yeah, you're the consumer. You will consume.
Your clue landed squarely. All right? I'm fat. I get it. 239 calories saved today.
Every bit counts.
Was there any of that going on?
No. It was just because I always drink
no.
it.
It's your kind heart. It's your kind heart.
Viva la difference. Yeah. Have you ever seen me drink a diet beverage?
Nah.
You I mean, say there's a reason why it looks that way.
That's right.
I mean, you have
happy.
Unsweetened tea.
Well, I do. I do drink unsweetened tea.
That's because you like the flavor better.
True.
Because you want to be healthier.
No. I guess.
Yes, you told me this.
It is. It has nothing to do. If it was better, if it tasted better with sugar,
yes.
Pour it in.
Pour it in, right?
Pour it in. But yeah, so.
I'm happy you bring that up.
Yeah. Okay, why?
Because while this is probably something we should talk about when Mike is around.
Yes.
I don't need him not listening to this.
And Mike is round. Yeah. He's round.
Because, and I'll say this now on the bonus show, and something I've been wanting to talk to Mike about on the air, but we'll just talk about it here because it actually dovetails into this conversation about.
I bet it splashes into the regular show.
Yes. Mike, the idea of you having two new hips.
Yes.
Means that you will have to move around more. And also diet, because diet and exercise go together for a reason.
Right. This is him with the new hips. This, what I don't want to happen.
He thinks the new hips
are going to fix it?
Are going to fix what is happening above the hips.
What I don't want to see is what happened with Papa John Phillips, who was excited to get a new liver so he could start drinking again.
Oh.
That's not what you do. That's a bad play. When I ultimately get my liver, it's going to be a clean start.
Ashley.
So if Mike has two new hips, does this mean that he's a cyborg now?
Well, that's we've said that for
yeah.
some time
exactly.
now, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But
true.
A cyborg that should be, and again, and this may be premature, but I believe, you know, I'm going to bet on it.
Okay.
Mike will not lose significant weight this summer once he can be active.
You know what?
100%. That is my bet. And
okay.
I'm betting against a friend, but I'm betting on the winning horse.
But here's
because
the deal.
Because he's not going to change the way he eats, and he's not going to exercise because that's going to just take some time. And it would have to become a complete culture shift of his own mindset to do that.
There's a couple factors at play here that all have to be addressed because we are not long. We are days away from Mike having easy access to the kitchen.
And
right now he does
fridge.
Not. And the fridge. Well, yeah, the entire. Well, it's not just the fridge because you know Carla will hide things.
Yeah, that's the Carla factor.
That's the Carla factor. However, there's one thing you're not considering, which is the vanity factor. We are 148 days away from New Orleans.
Oh, he gave up on that.
Oh, he's already given up on that?
No. Once both of you fatties walked on that improv stage.
Yes.
At the weight you were at.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to I was scaling a building and I was on the windowsill,
yes.
going from window to window in the back of the improv. I said, well, these guys have given up on getting skinny.
However, it is, while that is sort of a...
True.
It is a true insult.
That's the heaviest you've ever been on stage.
No. I was actually heavier, I believe...
By how many pounds? 10?
6.
Okay, thank you.
It was, you know what, if we're painting in round terms, and these are some round terms, yes, it would have to be within a few pounds of the heaviest I've ever been.
And your usual go-to was to get skinny for your
for the appearance. Exactly, yes. Because you want to not disappoint the ladies.
Yes. God. That.
But
Do you think he's going to get skinny before New Orleans?
I think he will be skinnier than he is now. Oh,
that's
New
easy.
Orleans. Well, no, I think
he's crushing three bills. No. Anybody can get skinnier.
I think that we will see a significant change. However, I'm not saying it's long term.
Are you going to do that?
Yes.
How are you going to do that?
I will lose weight.
But time is ticking.
I know. It is. It absolutely is.
Right?
It is. But today is actually a good day to start because I had a Diet Coke.
I would say this.
Okay.
That while we can all do your exercise, whether it be at the gym or whether it be online with some of our wonderful sponsors.
Exactly.
Right? There's also an option when I think all your options are exhausted. And in the past, it was some sort of invasive surgery.
And I've done, short of surgery, I've done all the quick fix stuff.
Have you done?
I did in the age of Fen-Phen. The stuff that would destroy your heart.
If I could get some Fen-Phen right now, I'd take it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was a quick 10.
It was a two-part program. It was mostly Fen-Phen and hamburger patties that were rejuvenated by boiling water. Oh, it was a horrible diet. But it worked for about 25 pounds.
So, what price would you put on if I told you there was a procedure that could lose you 40 pounds without any effort and you could go in to the doctor's office and come out the same day and be a changed man?
You're not saying I could lose 40 pounds in a day.
No. But that procedure would put you on the path to lose the poundage without exercise.
I would say that is a...
What's the dollar amount?
I would say that's a $20,000 miracle right
there. How much is your jukebox?
The jukebox I got a good deal
on.
If
you resold, I don't need all the minutia. How much could you resell it?
You know what I love on this show is when you answer a question.
You're going to tell me about Pinball Pete and stuff. I don't want to deal with that.
I would say that the jukebox right now is probably valued at about
$5K, right?
Right.
I would say that even on the high end of this procedure, if you had two more of those to sell, you'd be all good.
Really?
This procedure.
You know what that could be? It could be a jukebox and three ribbon mics.
This procedure, which is called the sewing machine.
Sewing machine!
Surgery will help you lose weight without cutting. That's the tough part about these sleeves and
the
these surgeries, the bands.
The bypass.
It's major surgery.
Sure.
This is in and out. You go in, they somehow take this little sewing machine down through your esophagus to your stomach.
They go through your mouth?
Yes.
Okay.
They sew your stomach essentially to a smaller, say you got a big handbag.
Right.
They give you the change purse.
Coin purse.
The coin purse, right?
So what they do is they sew part of your stomach away.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They take your five bedroom and make it a two bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens,
I could sublease my stomach to Pony. Because God knows he could use that 40.
And what doctors are saying now, and what the FDA has given two thumbs up to,
yes,
is that you're good for at least 40 pounds of weight loss within the next 2 years.
And I would say that the more weight you have to lose, the more weight would result from that procedure.
That is the average. Thank you. 17.6% of weight is the average
17%
of your own body weight.
All right, so for me in round terms, that would be closer to 60 pounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
When's the last time you lost 60 pounds?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a while.
6 years.
I was at a British casino.
Oh my God. Pony, can you find Rob's picture when he looks like that actor? I don't want to give the actor away right now because I want to surprise Emmy because she has not seen and Ashley has not seen what Rob used to look like. I don't know if you can still. I hope you can.
Oh, I think I can.
Well, I'm just saying you haven't shown me any data pointing towards that in some time.
I'll put together some metrics for you.
When you see sexy Rob.
Ew.
Ew.
I went for you. Oh,
my God.
Wow.
That was so painful.
That really
so
hurt.
So awesome.
That really hurt. From the one who bought me a Diet Coke.
Ew. Could you isolate that and put that in the soundboard?
I'd rather not.
Come on.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Brick, the ill was so natural and authentic.
Yeah.
Man.
I know. And you know what she's going to do now? She's going to say, I'm going to go down to CVS. I know you wanted a Snickers. All they had was carrots. Here's a carrot, Rob. Ew.
So outside of, you know, vanity, I would say this is great for those that are on the brink of diabetes or suffering from it.
The health issue is huge.
Essentially cannot get over the hump. And I'm not just throwing stones, at your, I would say, look, my sister has never lost the baby weight.
Right. Well, we are a country
that is... You don't think I forwarded this story to her? I said, hey.
Our country is on a brink of an obesity epidemic.
If I had an issue, and let's say it was 250 and my average is like 170, right?
All right, so you're 80 pounds overweight.
Yes, and I know that I won't have the willpower or I don't even have the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would save my shekels and I'd say, well, I'm not going to get this new car. I'm going to get a new life, new lease on life.
But is it really a long-term fix? That's the thing that makes me wonder.
Yeah,
I've done so many fast fixes.
Your stomach has never been sewed to a smaller size, Rob.
No, it hasn't.
If anything, it just sits there empty.
Oh, it's not
when
empty.
When you lose weight.
It ain't empty, pal. There's
but when you lost weight...
The secret to losing weight is actually, and believe me, I know all the tricks.
I've seen you lose weight.
Is grazing. It is constant small amounts of food because it keeps your metabolism moving.
Imagine getting the surgery and also knowing those secrets where you could be health-wise. Mm. I would say Mike could have saved all that insurance money, sewed his stomach up. He would have lost that weight. His hips would have still hurt a little bit, but he wouldn't have taken on the risk of two invasive surgeries.
I don't know. I think that the hip surgery, I think he has said that arthritis runs in his family, and while the weight certainly
when you're 80, it'll catch up to you. Not when you're 56.
Okay. Point taken.
You know, if my mom ever needs a new hip,
yeah,
it's probably going to be when she's 75.
Go through Mike's guy. If she needs a hip.
I'm sure.
You can get a deal.
Yeah.
Get a deal.
Pulmonary embolisms all around.
I didn't realize they were on.
Did you find it, Pony? You're the worst at social media. I'm going to find it right now. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm looking on our site.
Oh, there's nothing there.
No, it won't be on our site.
I thought it was on the page.
Oh, Pony.
Look, this was before I got here, and I never believed it.
Okay, no, you've seen me thin before. How dare you?
How thin?
Oh, not you thin. Not at all that thin.
I'm going to let you guys talk while I do Pony's job.
Now, Pony.
Yes.
I'm curious because I have to look at this from the other side looking in. You are, I won't say tragically thin.
No.
But I will say you are.
He's emaciated.
Emaciated. Thank you, Oscar.
That's
even when you don't participate, you help. Would you do an operation that would give you more of a buff build? If it was just
great
an
question.
Easy fix.
Great question.
Really? Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah, fuck it. Why?
Well, I mean, don't you want to? Well, I guess not. We've addressed this in the past. The attraction of the opposite sex.
I didn't care about that.
No.
Well, I mean, I not enough that I'd like go changing my appearance or anything.
Don't
you wouldn't
go
do anything
change
to
it.
Change your appearance at all. That's a lie. We'd all do something.
Yeah.
Well, like a haircut?
At least humor us.
All right. You were kind enough to say ew about me, Ashley. So let me draw you into this with all sort of, improprieties aside. Do you think Pony would benefit by bulking up a little bit?
Ah, that is a great question.
I'm a bad person.
No,
to
you're
ask.
A great person.
Well,
it's because you are perfect.
No. She's not into dudes. She's into girls.
I mean,
talk
think
to
he
Emmy.
Can grow some tits.
Talk to
I
Emmy.
Like it.
Ask Emmy. Ask
well,
Emmy.
Wouldn't that be bulking up a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so you need some beautiful breasts.
I'll do that.
All right. I thought perhaps because of her being in the life, I thought perhaps it would give a more uncolored sort
I
of
I see
opinion.
Where you're coming from.
All right.
But.
Emmy. You see Pony all the time.
Yes.
Lucky you. Do you think he would benefit if he were to bulk up a little
and
bit?
And be very honest.
Please do. Yeah.
We will not judge you.
No feelings will be hurt.
I mean, everyone is beautiful on the inside.
Very
that
true.
Yeah.
Problem is Pony doesn't have much inside. It's just so narrow.
I mean, different women like different things, so there's... Should be someone out there at least.
Yeah.
That's
wow. So kind.
Huh. There was so much like whimsy in that reply.
Yes.
There could be women out there.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there could be.
There should be.
Yeah. Are they selling pencils and do they have a service dog? So you wouldn't do anything.
No.
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 You love your six pack and your broad shoulders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I'm. You know what? I'm personally surprised that Oscar has not asked you to show your six pack because that's his go-to at this point.
Yeah, I'm past that.
Are you?
Because it's not muscle. He's just skin and bone.
That's all it is. It is.
Mm.
And he eats. That's what kills me.
Well, he's great. Look, Pony, to be fair, if you're tall and you're skinny, you don't want for anything for the most part, right?
Well, just love.
Yes.
I would like to be taller. Technically, I'm 5'10". Like, yeah. I would like to be taller.
I'd like to be a baller.
A shot caller. Yes. No.
No, I would obviously, I'm pleased with my height. I would love to be, oh, I don't know, not much, just like 120 pounds lighter.
Were you happier when you were skinnier?
I felt better. I will give it that. I will give you that. I did feel better. Happier is a hard thing to say because I'm a pretty happy guy.
Like,
as a
okay,
role.
Are you ashamed when you walk around the neighborhood right now?
No.
For your size?
Not ashamed.
Have you ever been ashamed for your size?
Maybe, yeah, like maybe in a pool type setting.
Yes.
Or a beach type setting.
Or like in any arena or stadium when you got to squeeze in those seats.
That's tough. That right? can be tough.
Or when you fly.
Fly, you know what? You nailed it.
Right?
You know what? You can think like a fat guy. Good for you. The worst thing is flying because I've never had to use a seatbelt extender,
mm-hmm.
but the actual fitting in the seat is tough. Mm. Because, and it's not all stomach and gut. Some of it is width.
Yeah.
But,
that's what fat guys say.
Well, no. Well, true enough.
Yes.
That's what Oscar says. That's what Rob says. These are all true facts. But there is, when you sit in there, the girth has to go somewhere. And it can be tough and it can be very uncomfortable. A middle seat is almost untenable.
No, you that's why I'm always in the middle seat when the three of us are flying.
Yeah,
somewhere.
When you remember to buy a plane ticket.
So this surgery.
Yes.
This and I found a ton of skinny pics of Rob here,
yeah.
but I'm looking for the model shot.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, a ton of my skinny pics is 11 pictures. That equals 2,000 pounds.
My question to you now is this. If you had the dollars.
Right.
And money was not an issue because insurance doesn't really cover this at this point,
no,
right?
No.
Would you spend the money?
Yes. Without looking back.
What?
I have no problem with using medical technology to advance anything. That's why it's there.
And I think that you have a better, it's not the option. It's, you have a greater risk of, I guess you have a greater chance of success.
Right.
For keeping that weight off.
Right.
For a longer period of time. Than just these yo-yo diets, like boom. You're
oh
done,
God!
Right?
I mean, and I've said it on this show. I know I've talked to Mike about it. It's easy to lose weight. It really is. It's easier to put weight on and a lot more fun. The hardest thing is maintaining a weight. That's
flipping
impossible. Because if you're not actively trying to lose, you're going to inch back up. And I've done it a million times. I have multiple times lost in excess of 100 pounds. And you know what? It's really, really great. But I don't know what it is programmed in my head. My end game is I can't wait till I get there because then I can start eating again.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Designed for failure. You can't do it.
Yeah, but if your stomach is smaller,
You'll be eating less,
right?
Of course, at the end of the diet, you might see me swallowing a seam ripper because I'm right back on. Because it really, Oscar, it's a chip you don't have. It's the love of
food. I have that addict chip.
No, I don't think you do.
I just don't have it with food.
Well, what are your addictions?
I love working.
Okay.
I mean, ask Pony.
That's true.
He probably is like, this mother effer is texting me at 10:30 at night, and while he apologizes on the text, he still wants an answer.
Now, you do have
fair?
Fair enough.
Yeah. Pony's hammered half the time. He's like, oh, what do you want? Yeah. This guy.
Hey, you know what? If I were to lose that weight,
spaghetti night,
I could drink less and still get as drunk.
Yeah, you'll
so
save
there'd be
money.
Saving money in the long term. This might actually save me money.
If we can get a doctor,
yes,
that does this
right.
What would there be any hesitation?
No.
Right.
No.
No hesitation whatsoever.
Mm. No, I mean we cut Buzz's face open.
No, I mean that's different.
That was cosmetic.
Right?
Because this would be cosmetic to a certain extent, but also healthy.
Yeah.
I would do it without looking back. And that's I swear to that.
Do you think that there is, because I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I would do it as well.
Could we have the same hospital room?
No, I would.
Oh, we don't have to because it's outpatient.
I would do it because then that means I wouldn't have to work out anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would be so skinny and so full that I would just be like, I could eat whatever I wanted.
You know what it would be?
I looking at this all wrong?
No, I think
like Pony.
No, he would never be like
Pony. I would love to be like Pony.
Like, Nobody wants to be like me.
I've done the Brocef workout my entire life that I don't have to do chest anymore when I work out, right?
Right.
I just don't have to because it's just there.
Mm.
If I had this chest and Pony's waist.
Oh, my God. You'd be built like a linebacker.
Yeah, I'd break up with Shannon and move on with my life.
And then
get on Tinder.
This is really where we're at. It is all about that.
Yes.
No, I would do it. And since it's outpatient, we wouldn't even have to share a room.
All right.
But I would like a ride to the hospital that day.
Calling all TMOS bonus show listeners.
Yes, please listen up.
Find us a doctor that does this in the area so we can pursue them.
Sewing machine.
Yes.
We'll trade.
Right?
We'll trade.
I am in. Now, ladies, I'm going to show you the picture of one Rob Spina.
I really thought maybe he had forgotten.
No, I had not forgotten.
That's right.
What I want you ladies to let me know is, A, do you believe it's actually him? B, the ill factor. Because I know it's like if it's your, you almost feel like if it's your boss, you're like, you can't think of your boss that way, right?
Right, right.
The ill factor, does that go away when you see this man? And it's a little grainy. I'll find you a better picture, but you'll see what he looked like. He actually did a television commercial.
I did a TV
because he lost 100 pounds. Now, Pony, don't touch the screen. Just pass this over to them.
Matthew, thank you.
Appreciate that.
This is not a picture of Pony.
I want your reaction on the mic.
Oh.
Right? Oh. Yeah, talk into the microphone. Okay, what do you think first, Emmy?
It's dramatic, black and white.
Yes.
Can I see which picture he showed you?
He kind of looks like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
Or Jason Statham.
No.
You know what? But I appreciate the fact.
Was I the only one that thought that?
I appreciate that even 5 years after, you're still ringing that bell.
Is it still ew?
I'll give you this. If he grew some tits, it wouldn't be ew anymore.
Okay. Emmy?
That's all I've done for the last five years is grow tits.
Yeah.
He's got I should be your dream guy.
Moobs.
It's not horrible.
Oh, my God.
I love these girls.
Yeah, me too.
It's not horrible. No. You know what, Rob? After hearing that, just keep gaining weight, man.
You think?
If that's not going to move you the opposite way, I don't know what to tell you.
And I got
to
get a new bra.
Oh, you sent something over to me?
Or would you send that one to
me? Oh, I want you to send that to me. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so you can jerk off tonight, right?
Hell yeah.
How does that feel? It's not bad.
You know what? I'll take it.
Better than I got.
It's true. It's better than Pony got. Yeah,
there might be someone out there that's attracted to you.
What I got is personality plus. And that's good for an extra 80, 90 pounds any day.
I'm serious, though. I know we're just messing around here on the show. If you know somebody.
Call us.
Tell us.
That's right.
Because I will pursue them.
And we'll get it.
And at the very least, we'll get Rob somewhere where he needs to be. And I would love to live tweet your surgery. I would love to see how big your stomach was and how we're turning into a carry-on some sort of luggage.
You can live tweet my surgery if the president doesn't. The president has to have the first opportunity to live tweet my surgery.
Okay. Now it's time for the real shame.
Okay.
What is the heaviest you've been in this, I guess, in the past 12 months?
I would say the heaviest I was at the first of the year here.
Yes. Well, it was the holidays.
But, I mean, you are one shifty bastard, the way you work. Don't think I don't see it. I was between...
This is where he gets mad at me, by the way.
Yes. No, I was between 350 and 360.
Yes.
And I am down from there now to about 321.
You've done some work of your own.
I've done some work on my own through this year, yeah.
Have you ever in your life hit 400 bills?
No, never. No.
But the heaviest you've ever been in your life is what?
360, I think.
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, again, this is not like a compliment. Go ahead, buddy.
380, 390.
Yeah, I thought like at a certain point you definitely hit 400.
No. That would have been when I really pressed you. Say, can we get one of those things where I can do the show from my house? Because I was talking to Emmy. Do you know, I guess because this building where we broadcast from is 1911 or so.
Yes.
It must be grandfathered into some clauses. There is no handicapped access to this building.
No, not at all.
So if Mike had had his surgery and still lived here, he couldn't have come here. There's 10 steps to get into the building to the elevator.
Yeah.
So, if I had gotten to that point where I'd been 400 pounds, I'd say, toodaloo to the steps, send me a zip unit.
What is the difference between 300 and 360 lifestyle-wise?
60 pounds.
No, I get that, but...
I just mathematical.
But do you notice it?
I do notice it. Yeah.
Okay.
I notice it in.
Look, this is no, honestly, it's not me being mean.
No.
Yeah. I want people to have
to understand
some like what that even just 60 pounds when you're at that level, mm-hmm. what that means to lifestyle and body.
It means less concern when you try to fit into a theater seat or a movie theater seat. Anytime you are going to some sort of a restaurant booth, sometimes mm-hmm. is not. It doesn't fit. It yeah. just doesn't fit. Cars, if someone has a smaller car, do you know that I was at my very heaviest when Carrie bought that fucking little box Kia car? And she said, look, there's plenty of room. And I'm like, okay, there's plenty of room. But no, there's not.
Have you ever worried about an elevator?
What do you mean?
Like actually worried about the weight limit in an elevator?
No, I have not.
With multiple people.
No. Have you ever worried about getting laid?
Well, not really.
Okay,
no.
That was mean.
That was.
And this happened to me 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
When I went to see the doctor, mm-hmm. I got on the elevator and there was already five people on it.
All right.
A 17 story building in Chevy yeah. Chase. And a woman got on a larger carriage.
Okay.
We didn't move. And she, before anyone even said anything, she goes, I'll just take the next one. And then we moved.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I don't know how many buildings you have to go into in Leesburg.
That's well. Right? No, but I deal with elevators, yeah, and God knows I'm
not on a regular basis.
And you know I'm not taking the steps.
Yeah, but again, it's a fair question.
It is a fair question
because that probably happens to women and men of larger carriage.
But the retort I gave to him stands.
No, but true. That was so. That had nothing to do with that.
Fair.
Okay, 17.6 pounds. I'm going to say you're 360.
Okay.
Just for S's and giggles. All right. 360. And then let's do that by 17.6%.
Well,
right?
I want you to know right now I don't weigh 360.
I know we're just doing it for S's and giggles.
I'm not S-ing or giggling.
That is 63 pounds.
That would be great.
This surgery, technically by the numbers on average,
right,
would get you down below 3 bills if you were 360.
And if you were to augment that,
yes,
with proper diet and exercise,
yes,
even further. But that's the jump start.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Right?
In a second.
Man.
You bet.
And I'm not, look, we're not getting dime one for this. And my odds are we're going to have to put the kitty together or I'll have to be late for 5-10 years straight for Rob to get that surgery. But
I'm going to go take the batteries out of your alarm clock.
Yes. But I really, we talk about modern medicine and we talk about longevity and quality of life.
Right.
For you fatties out there. All right.
Started a lot nicer than that sentence.
Those of you that by I would say no fault of your own, because some people get that chip and some people don't.
Right.
Right. You get sucked up in this world of, I'll just eat this donut and then why don't I buy 6 and then it's 12 and then you're eating subs in the car by yourself. Right.
Baker's dozen.
So
it's cheaper.
it is cheaper. It technically is.
Yeah.
So, for the same reason that people take statins as blood thinners,
right,
if they have heart problems, I don't think you should look at and discount this type of surgery and the dollars you spend right now and your aches and pains or going to the doctor.
Well, you got to put it in big picture.
To decide if this is actually what they say it is. It's non-invasive. The risks are low.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an absolute game changer.
Yeah, not just at the individual level. If it becomes commonly accepted right now, it's sort of an out there type, hey, look what's happening. And NBC
is covering
it. It's like
that stem cell stuff that they're shooting your knee to make your knee feel better, right?
If we see success stories over the next 5 years, this could be as common as antibiotics.
Now, that doesn't mean you have to keep eating, hoping for this for insurance to cover this. No.
Right.
That
no.
means that maybe not buy that new car, maybe look into
Hold
something
back.
Like this.
And don't necessarily pay that copay at the bakery.
But you see what I'm saying?
No, I'm 100%.
Look, I'm talking about my mom, who is, she's, I think, at an age where this would be of low risk and
sure,
she would feel better. She's been fighting this battle of the bulge for years.
Well, as you age, weight loss, changing your body type,
yeah, it gets harder and harder.
Yeah,
I'm talking to my sister, who's got 2 kids. She's got her whole life in front of her, and she just can't seem to lose that baby weight, right?
Right, right.
And it's been almost 10 years of this.
Sure.
Like and so it's personal to me because I was excited. I said
the baby weight is in fifth grade.
Not just my coworkers, but my family. This is modern medicine.
It is, and you got to use it.
Ashley.
There are definitely downsides to this, though.
What? Being too skinny, being awesome?
Well, my grandma...
I hate being awesome. What a burden.
My grandma got gastric bypass surgery, which is a similar idea.
It's invasive.
Yep.
It's absolutely invasive.
You still will have a smaller stomach, which means you'll never get to eat at a buffet again. Not seriously. You'll only be able to eat very small amounts at a time.
Everybody that's had these...
And rice will hurt.
Yeah, but what you just mentioned are all small... prices to pay, then outside of your hip surgery, your heart dying, you collapsing, you breaking multiple chairs at the office and no one can say anything about it. It's a whole...
I've not done that.
No, you have not done that.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, if you're under 200 pounds, the doesn't seem like a...
But Oscar wants to excel.
I don't think
it would
let you do it under 200 pounds.
You probably shouldn't do it if you're only...
Oh, you know what, Oscar?
Yeah. I think it's 250 and above. That's fair.
Yeah. For you to get the approval, you could really binge for a while and have a blast.
Oh, I'd be fat, Oscar?
Yeah, just for a while.
Oh, no, that's not the way you
look at it. Go get your Jamocha almond fudge.
I'm trying to streamline my life. Because if I can get 2 hours or an hour and a half back, and I'm not working out for 2 hours or an hour and a half. I'm working out probably for, I would say, 33 minutes of the hour I'm there.
Right.
Because I'm just walking around,
yeah,
getting water,
yeah,
staring out the window.
Letting people see how awesome you are.
I'm doing what every douche gym guy does.
Right.
You're like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm going to take five here.
That's right.
No. So I would like that hour and a half, 2 hours back of my life.
That is a very valid concern.
Right?
Yes, of course.
That would be awesome. And then people are like, how are you in shape? I would never tell them I got the sewing machine diet.
Sewing machine!
Like diet, Pilates, yoga.
You have to see my beautiful family. My family. It's because we come from working in the coffee fields.
Or when people tell me this, and Dominique is one of these guys, and I effing hate it.
And you know what? He is beautiful.
And he's it's Todd Moore, it's Dominic Foxworth, right?
That's right.
And
you're making the list of people that Carrie would leave me for.
And I was at his house working out.
Yep.
And he had mentioned to me he had not worked out in what it was essentially a year. And when your job is to work out and you played in the NFL,
right,
probably not something you're looking forward to doing unless you're getting paid millions of dollars to do.
Yeah.
But we're working out. I couldn't find the pin to the actual weights on his weight set. And he said, it's at the bottom. And I'm looking on the floor because I feel like maybe he took the pin out.
Right.
Something fell. Who knows who was working out in his home gym. No, it's at the bottom of the rack because the weight that's on there is not enough for him. That's just the reps he does.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
And then we're playing basketball. And I'm putting all his business out here.
Oscar, what you should have said is, oh, yeah, good. That's where I wanted it.
Well, I didn't say anything. I sheepishly changed the subject and then found the pin and moved on with my life.
Sure, sure.
I wasn't going to highlight that, and I racked it all the way to the top with like three bars. And then then we were playing basketball, and it was warm. And we're like, it's his home. He can do what he wants.
Sure.
And he takes off his shirt like any grown man would if they're hot and they just want to be in a wet T-shirt.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'll stay in one all day because – I don't sweat that much, A. B, I'm ashamed of my body.
Yeah, Oscar is also wearing an ascot and a vest.
I'm like, hey, man, can I get that hoodie? And he still has 8 abs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I said, be honest with me. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
And that's when you kissed?
I know. And he said, it's just genetics, man.
Not fair, though. No. And he's funny.
Yes, he's talented.
He has the one thing that I hold so dear is that I can talk on a microphone and make people laugh. He can do that and run the NFL? Not okay, Dominique.
No. So, I want to be that guy.
Yes.
This sewing machine surgery.
We're in.
Can get us there.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, genetics.
Yeah.
Right?
You're manufacturing your genetics.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, forget about... essentially taking your DNA and creating the perfect person.
Right.
We can do it together now.
Through science. This is like Frankenstein. Yes.
It's 15K a pop, 30K, we raise that.
Right. Kickstarter.
Do you think Mike would get upset if we got that done and he's on the outs of this?
Oh, he'd be livid.
Of course he would. Yeah. So 45K. That's all we need. That's all we need to make it
work.
Can
please somebody make a Kickstarter?
Please.
I don't care. And look, be brutally honest. Like, tell the people, tell the audience, tell the world why we want it.
Yeah.
Because we're shallow. we're lazy, and we're vain.
Well, no, let's rephrase that. We want it so we can have the health to continue to entertain for many more years to come.
That actually sounds a lot better.
Investment. It does sound a little better. It's an investment in your comedic future.
Yes. So we need three. So the headline is,
yes,
keep the funny alive.
Right.
And then it's sewing machine surgery 3X.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the headline. If you're out there and you have time, that's the headline. And any denomination works.
Exactly.
Right?
It doesn't matter if
we'll
you're
take
Catholic
Euros as well.
Or Methodist.
Even Jews.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, not that kind of
We're not taking the pound, though, because we don't know what that valuation is going to be.
Hey,
Bitcoin all
of our fat is going to Brexit our body.
Rob, nice.
Like it?
How about this?
Okay.
How
about
now we're all working.
Right.
Let's. If you thought the Brexit was bad.
Right.
The TMOS Brexit will be even better.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Rewind. Just rewind. Let's try that again.
All right. If you thought the Brexit changed things, this is the game changer.
No. We have to do this. If you voted for the Brexit, you should vote for... No. Brexit, but ours is B-R-E-A-D. Bread.
Brexit. Yeah.
Or how about eggs? Brexit. And we can call back to yesterday's show, the Bolivian chicken.
It's called the TMOS Brexit.
That's it.
That's the headline. Mm-hmm. Oh, now, writer's meeting.
Now we've got it. Thank you. Let's start the show.
Dirk, get on it.
Yes, Dirk, get right on it. Absolutely. All right, quick tempo change. And besides, we had a complaint yesterday.
Did we not start the show?
No, we did, actually. We had a complaint that we don't play these enough. So let's topic change with this.
The Mike O'Meara Show.
A shout out to my chillin, because when you hear this on Friday, it will be the last day of school.
Oh, yes.
And is there anything better? Think back to when you were a young youngster. Nothing better than the last day of school, right?
Man, I have the best memories.
Yep.
But the best memory from the last day of school was in ninth grade.
Freshman year.
And I was a late bloomer as far as like my friends were concerned.
Sure.
But I remember, well, it's also actually embarrassing. I don't know if that's appropriate to talk about now.
What, because of the company
you
here?
Okay, well, you know what? These ladies are adults. They know what's going on.
What?
and it's the
Tell them not to listen.
No, it's not gross. It's actually...
For summer!
Sorry.
And I feel like I'm monopolizing the show. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think so.
Know what happened.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, Pony knows. He is a TMOS aficionado, and he has been listening to WJFK for decades.
Okay.
You were probably working while we were doing the Big O and Duke show, so
sure.
You didn't hear some of these stories, but the girls, I don't think, ever had. And if you're new to this and you're a new bonus subscriber, you probably haven't heard the story in, I would say, roughly 8 years.
Hear it again for the first time.
It was one of these early summer, and I didn't think we'd talk about this until you just mentioned it.
I'm glad you brought it up.
There was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful moment that I completely messed up. And it's that moment when you're a kid and you're just, you know, birds and the bees, you're figuring out what the world's all about.
Sure.
Who knows? I had a girlfriend, it felt like, at the time.
So, but to be... crystal clear.
Yes.
Total transparency. An early blooming ninth grade girlfriend is not a girlfriend. It's a friend who's a girl.
No, she was my girl. I went to a public school.
All right.
Before I went to private school.
Did you
and
kiss?
And public school, things moved a little faster.
Did she kiss
so
her?
Did
you
kiss
her?
You kissed her?
Yeah. That's what it was. But I was very confused into I got the birds and the bees biological conversation
right
from my father, who was a doctor.
And did he just send a letter?
No, it was more like I'd hear it through my brother because he was older. You got to wear condoms. This would be an embarrassing conversation at dinner. It just wasn't appropriate. And I just had to sit there and understand it.
Did you think the condom was going to protect you from the fricassee?
But nobody ever talked to me about like what you do with a girl. Because all I knew was from what I saw on HBO late night.
Sure.
You know, or
Cinemax.
What I saw on Cinemax.
Yeah.
And by the way, half of it was scrambled because my parents were cheap.
Yeah.
And
Even worse if you had to watch it on Super TV.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
That was a special antenna service that was on Channel 54 that you had to really squint if you wanted to see
without,
a nipple.
Without getting too graphic.
Please.
I essentially, I would say first base is making out, second base is anything in North America, and third base is South America, but a home run would be actual, you know.
Yeah, landing on the moon.
The Antarctica. Sex. The sex. Shex. I'd never hit a home run.
Right.
That took some time.
Sure.
And you'll understand why at the end of this story here. And I'd never been to South America.
Okay.
I hadn't.
So ironic coming from your list.
Yes, yes. I'd never been in that notion, never been to third base.
Sure.
And last day of school, my girlfriend and I, both our parents were working.
Sure.
Went back to my house and did anything that, you know, teenagers as they're growing up do. And
there was no Netflix.
There was no Netflix.
But there was some chilling.
A lot of chilling.
Sure.
And she took my hand and said, but she essentially took it to South America. Right?
Oh, what a nice trip.
Yes. And because I just didn't know, I just left my hand hovering above South America.
Oh, no. So the plane never landed.
The plane never, it just circled, unlimited fuel.
Great
unlimited
trip.
Unlimited fuel, yes.
Great trip.
She tried to land my hand in South America.
Oh, so you know what? Maybe it's less like a plane and more like a blimp where...
Yeah.
She was pulling down the ropes to try to make it land.
The Goodyear blimp. She wanted it. She was basically saying, this is how it lands.
But the lifting.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I would say, no, we're just hovering.
Right.
Because I was just like, no, this is what I saw on HBO late night or...
Mm-hmm.
So my hand,
Pony, are you okay? Did you
I'm just
a natural conclusion
to
something?
Trying to figure out what program ever in the history
they don't
of
show
television.
Anything
you see
they don't show any they didn't
girls
back then at
HBO.
Least back then they never showed anything.
I'm gonna say something that I don't want our young ladies to hear.
Yes.
Pony, on cable television they don't show penetration.
but they don't show anything then.
They don't show you hovering.
No, but they don't show
they might they could
yeah, but they can't show anything like that. They just show the hand going to South America.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. You were born at a different age. You got to see the internet. Like this is
when you tune into some movie that's called something like, oh, I don't know, Ski School.
Yeah.
You're going to see...
Or Emmanuel in Space.
Oh, great film. Right? Great film. A lot of the stuff in that's blocked by candles. I didn't think there would be so many candles
again,
in space.
I just didn't know. And as the girls laughed, they're right. Because shortly thereafter, the hovering, because that's all I did.
Right.
Even though she tried to land the blimp a zillion times.
It was not a good year.
No.
I just... Like, we broke up.
Right.
I would say roughly 3 days after that went down.
Yeah, so to speak. Use a different phrase than that.
There was then a nickname for me that I was called the hoverer because I didn't
know. Oh, so the word got out?
To all the girls, because that's what you do when you're young. Oh. You tell all your girlfriends that this guy just does this.
Oh, no.
He doesn't like to go to South America. He just like to sit there with his hand like this.
All right, before we
and
reach...
And it's a rigid hand that's flat for those of you that aren't in the studio.
Is there any way that she thought perhaps... You had some sort of like Svengali power you were trying to impart.
Oh, you're using your chi.
Yeah. I was like,
no, this isn't tantric.
Stay still, tantric, baby.
This isn't a tantric move.
Yeah. The sweaty palms were the first clue.
I just thought, I was like, isn't this great? Like, I thought this was awesome.
Well, I mean, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, because I was just excited to, like, make out and, like, be in North America, and I thought this was going to make this... I didn't know what... There was nothing to do. I didn't know.
That's true, and you didn't know what the conclusion would be.
No.
No. And she did not enjoy it.
No, and she wasn't, like... And in her effort, she was a little more experienced, clearly, and I had heard she had hit a home run with somebody that was a little older.
Well, it sounds to me like she was kind of pitching slow and inside.
Yes. But that, I remember that, I guess that summer, because that the way that my summer started.
Right.
Because I was just like, man, this is the best last day of school ever. And then shortly thereafter, I found out what essentially my nickname was for the hover move.
The hoverer.
But when you say the last day of school, there's so much promise to do so many things.
Yeah. Yeah. I can remember is just throwing my papers in the hallway and going home. That's all I had. It wasn't bad.
Poor Rob.
Wasn't bad.
Rob.
But
so
anyway,
if you're out there, I don't think you have to do this these days, but have like an actual conversation with your son and daughter. What's appropriate? What's respectful?
Yeah. Right.
And it doesn't be that young. I mean, again, I went to a public school that a little advanced.
And you have pushed down.
Yeah. Please.
Please.
So embarrassing.
For everybody.
Like, I just remember, I was like, man. It didn't even dawn on me that there was a reason why does she not want me stretching out her? Like, it's just like, I didn't know.
You were so thoughtful.
Stretching her pants.
So there you go.
Well, you did better than one girl in my high school who earned the nickname Sharky.
Are what? You that girl in high school?
Oh, God. You know what? Don't want to hear about that.
Exactly 1 hour to the program, and that's what he brings
that's
to
what
it.
He creeps
that's
creeps
what he does. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Congratulations to my kids. I doubt they'll ever hear this. Robert's at a theme park, so go get him, son.
I am so sorry, Robert.
I think it's fine. Thank you for tuning in to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new show. Until then, take care. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.